gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by Michael Hambrick and brought to you by SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator you will find out there. And you got to order it online, SCOE10X.com, and it will take out anything, I guarantee it. If you're looking for the best cat treats out there, you want to go with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, also Walmart.com, and in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS to save 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk pets. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
My kitty cat, yes I do. I love my kitty cat, oh I do. And all I want to do is to give her lots of love. Give her lots of love and a kiss and a hug. I love my kitty cat, yes I do. I love my kitty cat, oh I do. And all I want to do is to feed her lots of treats. Feed her lots of treats and kiss her little feet. No more waiting for a friend. She's my pal till the end.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to hear from you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you get a little dust on a CD, that's what happens.
Right.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. We want to talk with you. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And the doctor is in, so we're open to your behavior questions, and we're open to your training questions, and of course, we're open to your medical questions. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. So how you doing, Dr. A?
A little better. As you can hear, my voice is a little sexy today.
You got a little bit of Demi Moore going on there.
Rasp.
I always call that voice the Demi Moore because she's got that raspy kind of voice to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's starting to get a little cooler.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And, yeah, I mean, it's been way too hot. So I would imagine even up north they're getting cooler temperatures and all. So this is the part where all of a sudden we see maybe the north will start seeing snow before you know it.
Yeah.
But we have never really seen it here. There was snow one time.
Welcome to cooler weather for sure. That's
true. Yeah, I look forward to it. And I think your pets probably look forward to it as well.
Absolutely. Now you can take your dog for a walk.
So I wanted to ask you, what is it, speaking of like weather, whether it's hot or it's cold, there are dogs. Do all dogs have like a second coat, or is that only certain breeds? Like an undercoat?
Yeah, most dogs do have an undercoat, yeah.
And do you, like, if you trim down, like if you're grooming them, mm-hmm. and you trim down to that undercoat, are you risking them for, one, in the warm weather, maybe getting sunburn on their skin or something
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or two, when the cold weather's here, they don't have that fur coat to protect them like they usually do.
That's true. Yes.
So keep. Is it best to just groom like the upper layer slightly?
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to really cut. Some dogs don't do like in the warmer weather. You still want to get those that furry dog, not as they're super high maintenance too. You know, so you don't want to like have him unless you're really slave to like brushing him every day. You can definitely
and
have.
Who does that?
Well, some people do, let me tell you.
They
so,
do, actually. Yeah. But and more people should do it because it's a,
yes.
it's a great bonding experience
Correct.
Between your dog and you.
Yes.
And your cats.
Exactly. But sometimes if you go too short, you can actually damage the hair follicle, and then you can damage how that hair is growing or the pigmentation, how it's going to grow, or even the skin. Sometimes dogs will develop like skin rashes and they take a long time to heal, and that's because we've created that damage.
So the fur actually is a good protector in a lot of different ways.
Right, yeah.
So, because I know like a lot of people like to trim their dogs down mm-hmm. with a short coat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does maybe save on, you know, fur, hair around mm-hmm. the house or whatever.
For sure.
But in the long run, if your dog goes outside and everything, so you're saying that it could actually make some damage for them
Correct.
On the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing, too, is like during the warmer weather, people would put, we put suntan oil on, or we put, you know, sunblocker or whatever on
yeah.
us, but there are ones that are specifically sold for dogs, right?
Absolutely, and there are some dogs that have really like pale, delicate skin, like some of my bully doggies, they do have that tendency, and then when they have a lot of sun exposure, they can develop this little like red, like hemangioma, so little red growths.
That's a technical term for
yeah,
rash.
But it's like a cherry. people have some, like they develop like the cherry hemangiomas in humans, like the little, like I have one, for example, right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have those too. I thought it just was old age.
Oh, yeah, it happens with old age.
Is it?
Yeah. But delicate skin, sun exposure. So the same thing can happen to your dog. Some of these can tend to bleed. And, you know, so just avoid that sort of exposures. Some dogs really love to sunbathe. My one dog loves to sunbathe. And so I have to put sunscreen for dogs.
Yeah, and I know, too, a lot of people like to, you know, during the warmer climate, take their dogs into, like, a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they live by the beach, they like to take them to the beach. But
mm-hmm.
I would imagine chlorine
mm-hmm.
and salt water. Both aspects would be damaging for the hair and everything in the skin, too, wouldn't it?
Yes and no, but I would definitely always advise, especially if you take him to the beach, there's not always, like, the most pristine waters, you know? So, and there's a lot of bacteria, to be honest, so you want to always rinse him off. Always rinse him off.
Yeah, we went to the beach mm-hmm. Last week. I went with some friends last Sunday, and I was honestly afraid to get into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in some parts of the water here, we have flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah.
So I stubbed my toe, and I was like, do I really want to take a chance?
Mm-mm.
You know, and...
Better not.
I went in, and mm-hmm. I didn't go all the way in.
Yeah.
I just went in a little bit, but still, I was nervous. And I mean, around the country, you're seeing more like with, especially where there's brackish water, which is like, salt water meets, like normal water, like
uh-huh.
regular water, rainwater, whatever, and it becomes brackish. They've been saying that there's been a lot of flesh eating bacteria in those
mm-hmm.
aspects.
Yes. And the temperature of the water also influences a lot of, some of these bacteria will develop.
And it's been hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not only are you worried about yourself, but you know, if your dog's going in there, you want to worry about them as well,
because mm-hmm.
they can get the same thing,
right?
Yes.
So pick up the phone, give us a call. Dr. Adriana is in the house, so if you've got a medical question or a thought about your pet, maybe you are grooming them and maybe you're grooming them too short, you want some advice on that other than what we just gave you, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. You'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. We will play in this hour Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name it, you can win a prize. And we've got a couple of them here for you that you can pick out. So pick the phone up. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. And don't forget, you can also listen at Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn. On your smartphone, just hit #250. You can listen at TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live. Or you can join us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. We want to hear from you guys on there. Even if you want to, if you're afraid to come on the air on the radio, you can type in a question on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and we'll answer it for you there as well. But we got some giveaways to do, and many of them, so stay tuned, because we got a story coming up from Michael when we come back. So we'll hear from him and what he has to say about what's going on in the animal world out there. But the number is 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033. 2033 or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
An animal rights bill offered the Pennsylvania Senate a brief moment of bipartisan respite from the intractable budget problems Wednesday. Spearheaded by Senator Doug Mastriano, Democratic from Chelmsford, and Senator Carolyn Comita, Democratic from Westchester, the Beagle Bill addresses a wide range of issues related to animal testing. No matter what camp you are in, we can all agree that Pennsylvania taxpayers should not fund painful, unnecessary experiments on dogs and cats, said Mastriano. Specifically, the legislation will ban the use of public funds towards animal testing deemed painful by the USDA. It will also ban the use of public funding towards devocalization surgeries on dogs and cats and require laboratories to be in compliance with federal regulations in order to receive public funding. Those using animal testing will be required to keep thorough records and accounting for greater transparency. Additionally, the bills include several measures to improve the lives of dogs and cats who are bred for animal testing. It would allow dogs and cats who have been test subjects and remain healthy to be eligible for adoption after experimentations done on them are complete. Tighter regulations for kennels who breed test animals are also included in the bill. Lastly, the bill requires laboratories to use available non-animal testing methods when they have been approved by regulating bodies. The senators say this measure not only helps animals, but advances the science being conducted. In addition to preventing needless suffering, non-animal methods often represent better science, wrote the sponsors. Animal tests are poor predictors of human safety, with 90% of drugs failing during clinical human trials after having completed animal studies. Alternate methods based on human biology are much more likely to provide results predictive of human responses while also saving times and lowering costs. The bill has been a passion project of Mastriano, years in the making. Ultimately, it brought together lawmakers who spend most of their time voting against each other in the upper chamber. Animals bring people together. They bring out the best in us. The love of our dogs and cats know no bounds, and vice versa, said Comita. The Beagle Bill and our bipartisan work on it reflects those values, values we share in Pennsylvania and fellow human beings. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hamburg.
I wish I was a beagle, I could sleep all day. When my owners turned their heads, I would run away. I'd let my nose lead me off on all kinds of scents. When they noticed I was gone, they'd wonder where I went. Life as a beagle, it's a life for me. Running through the forest, chasing rabbits, sniffing trees. Life as a beagle, it's a life for me. You don't have to do any chores and you get fed food for free.
Beagles are like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love beagles.
Yes.
So has there been anything new at your clinic that you've noticed, like you got a lot more coming in about? I would imagine you probably have flea issues that you're dealing with all the time. And have you seen an uptick, no pun intended, in ticks?
It's rare to see a tick case here. It depends on the areas where we are, just to clarify that. Not particular where we are, but last week we did have a tick case, which is rare to see, you know, just compared to fleas, like you mentioned.
Right,
you know?
They're everywhere.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Well, by the way,
let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal, we are going to send out to you a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats. You could go with Good Pets Foods, and it's a triplet, daily probiotic, also hip and joint, and multivitamin treat supplements for your dogs. Also, SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, best one you'll ever find out there. We do have a calendar. And that's from Workman Publishing. And Dr. A, you picked out which one?
I got the Washington Evergreen.
Washington Evergreen. So that would be the 2026 calendar. You can also find it at Hot Shit Press and check out their website if you want to order them for the new year. But you can win that one by chance if you want to pick it. Also, we do have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We do also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla, we do have an NFL. And this is for your tumblers. It goes on there, an NFL Silly Beads. Also, we do have a cat keychain, a white cat keychain. And we do have a little boy's keychain as well, if you want to go with those. So those are the prizes that you can pick out if you win and you know what animal makes this sound. So what creature makes that sound? If you know what creature makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what that is, and you could be a winner of the prize. So, again, it sounds like this. If you know what that is, pick up the phone. You will see them at zoos, actually, so you can check them out there. That's where you'll find some, as well as in the wild, but only in China. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk pets, as well as hopefully get your guesses on what creature makes that sound. 818-818-6401. So, talking about fleas and all, tapeworms. Do pets get tapeworms from fleas?
For the most part, yes.
So how does that happen?
So whenever a dog has or has had fleas, you know, how they lick, they bite themselves when they're, like, trying to get rid of the fleas and are annoying and biting. The flea is defecating, pooping on the dog. And then the dog is ingesting the flea poop, that larva.
Flea poop.
Mm-hmm.
They actually poop?
I'm sorry?
They poop?
They poop, yeah.
Okay.
You know, they have, like, have you heard of flea dirt?
That's flea dirt, that, yeah, that's the poop.
That's the poop.
Okay.
So there's going to be the tapeworm egg in there, microscopic little tapeworm egg or segment sometimes. And then they ingest that. And then one segment of that tapeworm, which is very long, is going to be laying, you know, hundreds and hundreds of eggs. It's really disgusting when you look at this in a microscope.
Sounds very alien-like.
Yeah, it is pretty alien-like. Interestingly enough, when you send your dog's, you know, specimen, and you go take it to the vet, and you were checking dog and cat, there's going to be, there's not going to be much of a detection there. It's going to be most likely through visualization of the tapeworm segment as it comes out.
Well, the animal sound is out there. We want to know if you know what it is. So pick up the phone and give us a call. What creature makes that sound? They're big, they look cuddly, but you don't want to cuddle with them. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Habrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your pet questions. Once again, this is Talking Pets.
New York City. A dog stolen from a homeless man who was sleeping on a Bronx subway train has been found and reunited with his guardian. The dog, Rock, was taken from its owner, Charles Williams, on Sunday, and someone turned the dog into the police Thursday morning. As reported by the New York Daily News, however, dropped Rock off the 44 prison did not stick around to talk to the police. Williams is overjoyed to have his companions back. He expressed gratitude for the police and the person who brought his best friend back, saying, "He's my companion, he's my best friend, he's my family. I can go without him. If the person that took him decided to bring him back, he did the right thing. I thank the cops for doing their job, a diligent job, in finding him." Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Dr. Adriana. A man died in Sydney, Australia, after being attacked by a shark. Long Reef Beach on Sydney's northeast coast was closed by police while an investigation and attempt to locate the shark began. Reports say that after being mauled, the man was brought to shore by two fellow surfers in the morning, but died from his injuries on the beach. Investigators recovered two sections of surfboards for examination. The tragic scene shocked area residents.
AP News quoted local surfer Bill Sakula as saying, "It's going to send shockwaves through the community. Everyone is going to be a little bit nervous for a while." While fatal shark attacks do happen in Australia every year, this is only the second fatal incident in the Sydney area since 1963. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your pet questions. And we're going to go out to Kathy in Spokane, Washington. Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, good. All is well in Spokane?
Yep. Nice, so are you, the dogs are enjoying it.
Are you getting cooler weather now, or is it still kind of warm?
Still warm.
Yeah, well, before you know it, it'll be cold again.
So I know one of my neighbors just said she was hoping for snow soon. It's like, no.
I don't know. The way that Mother Nature's been lately, you never know what's going to come. So, you know, in these days, snow wouldn't be too bad, I guess, considering it could be a lot worse. So what do you think this is?
I think it's a panda.
You think it's a panda?
Yeah.
Yay.
I think you're 100% correct. So what do you want to go with, Kathy? Something that you have not won in the past 90 days, but we've got cat treats, dog treats. We have the calendar. It's the Washington Evergreens. We also do have the collapsible water bowl, a CD from Gino Sasani. I've got a book on dogs from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I do have the NFL, it's like it goes on your, what do you call them, tumblers? Your Tumblr. It goes on your Tumblr. I have one on NFL, and there's another one. I can't remember what the other one is. Oh, it's actually Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. And then I have a keychain, and it's a white cat keychain. And I've got a elephant bracelet.
Now, do you have any SCOE 10X, or you're out of that?
Oh, I did not mention that. We do give one away per show, and is that what you want to go with?
Yes.
That is
please.
The best stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's awesome.
Absolutely love it. It is the one odor eliminator that I can honestly say that 100% it works.
I totally recommend it to all of my clients.
Yeah, it's insane. It's so good.
Yeah.
We're going to send that out to you, Kathy, in Spokane. So if you would, stay on the phone and speak with Sydney. And we'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Kathy out there in Spokane, Washington, and she won the SCOE 10X, so that's coming out to her. But once again, we are open to your calls and questions. The doctor is in, 818-818-6401. We talked about tapeworms and fleas and all. What is the, like, how would you know if your dog has tapeworm?
I think that the easiest, because it just, this is how people notice it the most. You just see them. So it's little, like, looking like, and I hate to compare, but it's look like rice, kind of grains, that kind of odd on the fur in the back end, sometimes on the bed.
On the dupka. It
sometimes
comes out of
on
the
your bed. So multiple places in the household, on the poop, typically. That's how you can see them moving sometimes. So, pretty gross.
And they look like grains of rice.
Yeah.
White rice.
Yeah, so until they start moving. Oh, wow.
And that, yeah. And that's not what you want to have with your, you know.
And that's the easiest way. Sometimes we do send the specimen to the lab, and then they can see it. Nowadays, we have a better way to diagnose, which is a key screen, is a key screen PCR. Basically, what it does is just detects genetic material of a wide range of different parasites. So it's going to be detected if the dog has it. Yes. Okay.
Now, I know in humans they say, you know, if a person has a tapeworm, you lose all this weight. Do dogs and cats lose weight as well?
It's not just the weight loss, but everything that goes along with that. You know, the quality of the fur goes down. Imagine it's a parasite inside of your animal, so it's causing upset stomach, diarrhea. They're not absorbing nutrients properly. Yeah. There's inflammation to the gut.
Would they be more lethargic or
correct.
Tired?
Correct, yes, exactly. So you're going to notice that. Sometimes, even if your dog or cat does not have any fleas at the moment, it comes from most likely a previous flea infestation. I see this a lot in kittens and puppies that are rescued. But anyways, I always recommend to check for... when you send out a specimen, ask your veterinarian to send the one that detects the genetic material because it's more specific and more likely to detect any type of worm or parasite.
So with the tapeworm, how does your dog or cat get rid of it? Antibiotics or what?
It has to be treated. There is liquid dewormers, there's tablets, and then there is an injection as well. Oh, and nowadays there's some products that are flea and tick, and they have all kinds of different...
And they have stuff like
yes,
that protect
and they
against
can
worms?
Protect against tapeworms as well, in the label. It has to be labeled for it.
Now, I know some dogs get, from fleas, they get allergy, like a flea allergy dermatitis. Can you explain to everyone listening what that is? And it takes only one flea, right?
Exactly. So when a dog is allergic to fleas, it doesn't take... that many. Only one flea can trigger a really severe reaction, which is not just itchy, but the dog is going to be very uncomfortable, very red, biting himself, inflamed, really miserable. And you go to look and look and look, there might be just one flea, you know. Mm-hmm. I see dogs that are like, you look at them and then there's like fleas walking all over the dog, and the dog's not, you know, that dog is not allergic. But a dog that is allergic or a cat, you're going to notice immediately.
So I'm curious, because if they do have fleas and so on and so forth like that, what about in terms of, we were talking about grooming in the beginning, can you over-groom, like if people see a flea on their dog, washing them does not necessarily mean they're going to get rid of the fleas. You
absolutely
have to combat
not.
It another way, right?
Right, because even if you use a flea shampoo, that flea shampoo is just going to remove that adult flea. For every adult flea that you're seeing, you're missing 40 or 60 fleas around in different life stages, just from that one flea. So and you bathe the dog, goes outside, whatever it is he's getting the infestation from, and then he goes again.
Yeah.
So you need something that is going to prevent that flea infestation over time, and that's where the topicals and the products that are either oral. Topical will come into place.
So also with fleas too, I mean, we were talking about the change of season. Here we are going towards the winter months. But fleas can remain dormant in homes,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
And
in the pupa stage.
And they stay in that stage.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes if you start vacuuming or you're moving furniture, that will disrupt them.
Right.
They'll hatch,
and here it comes again.
Otherwise, they just kind of lay there.
Yep, dormant in the pupa stage,
And they're not worried about a host. But once they come about, then they're looking for a host.
Why would the vacuum...
It's a movement.
Oh,
yeah. Really? It's like
anything, like people.
Yeah.
Sometimes homes that have been empty for a while, and then there's newcomers, new people moving in, and here comes
it really is. It really does sound like we're talking about a movie or something.
Yeah, theory, right?
Yeah, it's like it's like an alien type movie. It's kind of gross when you think about all these. I remember my dad was alive. We were talking about every human being. We did a story on it, has every kind of like creatures on them. Mm-hmm. We all have like things crawling on our skin every day, like tons and tons of them.
Yeah.
And we just live with them. And it's part of how we live because they clean us as well.
Yeah, and we can talk about mange next.
Oh, great. My dad was listening to that when he was alive, and he was frightened when I talked to him the next day. It was like, is that real? It's like, yes, Dad, you're covered in bugs. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Okay. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties.
Yeah.
And also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE, number 10X.com.
Ali Cat Allies, the leader of the global movement to protect cats and kittens, is offering a reward up to $10,000 for information leading to the prosecution and conviction of any persons involved in shooting a kitten in the face with a dart in Rollard, Texas. The kitten, named Shadow, was discovered with a dart lodged through his cheek, having entered right next to his eye. Shadow was first discovered outdoors with a dart through his face near Bayside Apartments in Rowlett in mid-August of 2025. The orange end, or flight, of the dart could be seen protruding out the next to his eye. Alley Cat's allies provide expert guidance on responding to the case. When Shadow was finally trapped, he was immediately rushed to medical care. Alongside offering a reward to seek justice for Shadow, Alley Cat Allies is helping cover the costs of Shadow's veterinary care through a grant to Friends of Rescue Animals, including the surgery he needed to remove his injured eye and seal his wound. Alley Cat Allies is also offering expert prosecution support when a suspect is identified. Shadow is a survivor, but he shouldn't have to be. Alley Cat Allies is actively seeking justice for his sake and for all other cats in the Rowlett community, said Dana Marie Panella, Director of Law and Policy at Alley Cat Allies. If anyone has information that will help discover, prosecute, and convict whoever is responsible for shooting Shadow, we ask that you please come forward. Any knowledge about this incident could be crucial to the investigation and prosecution. Again, anyone with information is asked to contact the Rowlett Police Department, 972-472-412-6200. Make a report. Visit Talking Pets for more than and join us on social media.
Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And, you know, stories like that you'll see on, you know, Alley Cat Allies, and also animalvictory.org is another site people can visit where there's petitions. And it makes a big difference. I mean, people need to be aware of the amount of animal torture that goes on out there.
It's horrible.
And there's a lot of it. And it just seems to even have gotten worse in time. So, again, as we say, you know, you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So make sure that you report it. But we are, before we close, I wanted to ask you, can a pet become anemic if they are bitten by too many fleas?
Yes.
Okay.
It could be like, it's called flea anemia, you know, and then you see this pet. Typically, a puppy is more susceptible to that, or a very frail animal that is being affected by a chronic illness like cancer or something really serious. So they seem to attract more of those fleas. You kind of know. So it's just kind of like already weak individual that has been affected by the fleas. They can, you know, end up having flea anemia.
You also mentioned at one point mange. And that is actually, is that like a almost like a rash or whatever of the skin?
It sounds, it looks like a rash in animals. It's very, it's a very itchy, you know, it can be just a little circle, or it could be like all the face in a kitty cat. I just had a little kitty that was found outside, and then this really well-intended family took him in. They had other pets. And then when I looked on a microscope, well, it's got scabies. Well, scabies is a zoonotic disease, meaning that it can be transmitted to people as well and other pets. So the whole family and all the pets have to be treated now.
And how do you get mange?
It's transmitted from pet to pet, from pet to owner, like very close contact.
So how do you get rid of, like, if your cat basically got mange from another cat or your dog or in that matter?
In this case, transmitted by the mother.
By the mother? So is there like an antibiotic or something like that that, you know, you would give to them?
Yeah, this kitty was old enough that we could apply some like Revolution topical. It's not FDA approved for mange, but it helps.
Well, when we close out the this show, the hour of this show, each hour of the program that we do, basically what we're going to do is close with a specific song. You know, we've not had the chance to... you know, reach out and let people know, you know, our hearts go out to everybody from 9/11. Is something that we'll never forget, something that we all have lived with since the occurrence when it happened. And hard to believe it was 2001. And Michael, you were just recently at the museum, weren't you, in New York City?
Yeah, I was just in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I got an opportunity to go to the 9/11 museum, and it's very, very powerful. So if you have a chance, I would definitely recommend it. And then for those who may have kids who haven't experienced it, I think it would be a great opportunity to take them just so they could learn the history of it as well.
I think the one thing with it, too, is that I'd be a little weary of going. Did you go in those separate rooms?
Yeah, some of them were, there might need to be some parental advisory going into them, some conversations. But yeah, it was very tough to see some of the faces that they have of the survivors, and then to hear some of their voices of some of the people who were on the plane in terms of their
that was the hard part.
Yeah.
Like when I was listening to like a wife talk to her husband
time. That hit me. Yeah, that was really I can still hear it actually. I actually did the audio version of the long side of it, and I had to kind of stop halfway through because I just had to. It was just it was a lot to take in, but I'm very grateful to have had that experience.
Well, we say goodbye for this hour, and once again, we'll always remember, we'll never forget 2001, September 11th, when all of this went on, when all the people lost their lives, and everybody lost a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, children, and we hope that it never happens again. So from all of us here, John Patch,
Michael Hambrick, and Dr. Adriana.
Dr. Adriana.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets.
Bye, guys.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor?
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.